Oh man, this is a mistake. So I came outside, it started raining, the air got a little cool, and now I'm sitting here out in the little balcony area onto the to the left side of the store, and guess what? The sun's coming out again. This is very annoying. But the rain's still coming down, so it looks, I guess it looks cool. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna continue to sit here. In fact, let me scoot my chair over here against the wall. Ugh. Maybe if I set the phone down, I don't have to hold it up like some weirdo. So here I am. I'm enjoying a nice can of orange nectarine flavored soda from what's that place called? United Sodas of America. And I know this is a weird episode. I'm just out here chilling. It's like, why am I recording? This is a very uncomfortable spot I'm in. I'm hunched over like I'm waiting for my next fix. I don't know. Being upstairs is kind of weird. I want to enjoy the rain. I wanted to be that guy, you know, like an older grumpy dude who's just enjoying the weather. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to hold the phone up. It's just too weird. I want to lay back, man. I want to chill. Here I am. I'm drinking this soda. It's not too sweet. It's just perfect. They're on sale, 2 for $3. So that's pretty good. I mean, it's not the best soda in the world, but I don't know. It tastes better than the Zevia drinks, I think, and a few of the other soda waters. Really, I'm just trying to, you know, wean off of, you know, the sweet stuff. I want to just, you know, do that. So here I am sitting here. Hold on. Just give me a few seconds. Yeah, this is why I don't come outside, man. I'm sorry. There was some asshole with like groceries. He's walking up to the elevator right in front of me, and I just don't want to talk in front of him. So I was just being really weird, and he punches the elevator button, and so, you know me, I'm just sitting here being quiet. And he decides to use the stairs instead because the little light on the button doesn't work. So I was just waiting on that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, all one of you listening. You know, it's just, that's what happens. I don't like talking around people. That's why I go to my car, where it's hot and humid and mosquitoes are just attacking me like it's Pearl Harbor. It's terrible. I guess it looks like I'm on the phone right now, you know? Just talking to someone. Maybe if I hold the phone right here, there you go, as if I'm on the phone, like, you know, the receiver to my ear. Yeah, this is good. How does that sound, everyone? America, the world. So, I don't know what to talk about, really. I'm just here. I'm just logging in, getting some work done. I'm at work. Day's almost over. It's a mid-shift. I'm going to get out. I should just go straight home, you know? Hold on. Man. This is the most boring episode, man. I'm so tired. I'm starting to see what all the fuss is about, you know, about getting sleep. I got maybe 4 hours, 5 hours maybe, of sleep. And I've been getting decent sleep lately. And so when I stayed up late last night playing Assassin's Creed, trying to do some shit in Ireland. It's the DLC. I was just trying to do some shit. Actually, I spent most of my time in England doing side missions that I hadn't done from before. And there's one mission in particular that was really cute. You got to go up to this crazy lady. Actually, this one guy, he's like worried that his field's about to die because of all the mice. these rats are eating up his food, and so he wants the cats to hunt the mice, but the cats are all held up in this little hut, being protected by this crazy old lady. And you have to go up to the lady and say, hey, what's up with all those cats? You know, you gotta let them go. And, you know, she's doing something like, oh, no, the cats, we're gonna swim below, but the cats. And then, you're like, oh, by Freya, you must let these cats free and battle these rats. And the lady's like, who the fuck is Freya? Is Freya that whore that fucked up my... She says something like, she called Freya a whore. And then you, your character, Eivor, you got to remind her that Freya fights alongside cats. And she's also a queen. Everyone's a queen. You're basically using your charisma points to win over this old hag and convince her that she's like Freya, the goddess of war and whatnot. And to let these cats go and be free. So you end up getting on this lady's good side. And she gives you the key to her hut. You open up the hut, and all these cats are in there just chilling. There's like 20 of them. And you're like, all right, cats, be free. Go battle for valor and glory. And these cats are all glitching out, man. They're like twisting and turning, and they all start running out the hut one by one. And then one cat stays behind to get petted, and you pick up the cat, you pet him. It's cute. And then you read a note, something. It's a lady that left a note, talking about cats. And and the cats they hunt down all the rats, and you save the day. And then there's another mission, that's a side story. These two guys are fighting. They have like a farm. And oh god, what was it? It's like some kind of farm, and they got like a big haystack type of thing that they make. It's not mead; they make something else. And one of them wants the silver because he does all the hard work, and the other one wants the silver because he does all the trading and convincing of people to buy the stuff. And so these two families are fighting, and you tell one of them, hey, you know, you deserve the silver more than the other because you're breaking your back and you deserve it. And so they're fighting and arguing. And then you talk to one of them. And then you pretty much tell them, hey, if you can't solve your problems, you better fight the guy. And so they start fighting. And you're like, okay, you think that's the end of it? Like there's going to be a winner. There's no winner, guys. They're just fighting forever. Meanwhile, their family members are out, huddled up around the field, crying, like, "Oh, you're tearing our family apart." They're not exactly mad at you, but they're just mad at the situation. You know, one of their daughters is like, "Oh, I can't believe it! They used to get along, but now they're fighting." And then the wife of the other guy, she's like, "It always comes down to this: we're just animals." And I'm like, well, "Okay, what am I supposed to do?" And I noticed next to the big haystack thingy, there's like red barrels that you could shoot and blow up and everything. I'm like, what are those doing there? There's got to be a reason. So I save the game, and then I hide behind the house while they're still fighting, they're fist fighting. And while I'm going inside the house, I was trying to look for answers. One of the notes said, hey, so-and-so is being a dick. Send over some soldiers from the kingdom to take care of this mess. And I think they were going to try to kill one of the dudes and rough him up or something. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's the answer, but... I mean, up until this point, it's just two guys fighting. So I get my bow and arrow, and then I shoot the barrels. The big tower blows up. All the haystacks are burning. Houses start burning. The two dudes stop fighting. Everyone's like running towards the fire. They're like, oh no, what's going on? And of course the two guys are mad. They're like, oh, what's going on? All of our hard work. But the children and the wife and the whole family is like, oh, finally. At least now we could stop squabbling. We could stop fighting. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. You know, and my big giant direwolf, he's there trying to keep the peace. I go and meet them, and they're, you know, they're, and then of course the little, you know, the title card pops up saying, you know, quest complete. And you pretty much save the day by destroying their business, and so they don't have to fight over it anymore, which is kind of cool. But then, lo and behold, some motherfuckers show up. These soldiers roll up, and I'm like, okay, look, I just saved the day. These guys are not fighting anymore. You ain't gonna come up and try to ruin the day and then kill one of these dudes. So I killed all of them. It was a big action set piece, a big sequence. I'm shooting arrows. I'm fighting some dudes. I throw one guy with my rope. I throw him into a wall. It was a really cool scene. And long story short, even when you're done with the story mode, some of these side quests are pretty damn cool. And I got a whole new, you know, Ireland DLC to do. And it's pretty cool. And I still need to go back to Hell. Or not Hell. It's like a Jotunheim or something like that. It's like the world of ice. It's where all the frost giants come from. You get to go there. You take some shrooms at the witch doctor's house. By the way, I wish there was a way you could sleep with the witch doctor. She's pretty hot. She's cool. She's got all this tattoos and makeup and stuff. And I don't know. I just wish there was a romance option for her. But I guess not. But yeah, man, that's video games in a nutshell these days. You could just make all these decisions. You could tear homes apart and fall in love with fake characters and save the day. And it really lets you become the hero. And you got to go back to this real life where you're just sitting at a grocery store, you know, watching the rain fall down. Look, I'm not depressed about it. I'm not sad. I'm just saying, that's what games do. It's an escape. Some people read books. Other people watch Friends a lot. I don't get it, but whatever. But no, I'm a Viking. I go around and I fight dudes. Or maybe I'm an X-Wing pilot or a TIE Fighter pilot. I just got that Squadrons game. It just came out for free on PlayStation Plus. And dude, you don't know how many times I almost forked over the money for that game over the months, and come to find out that it's fucking free. And so as soon as it dropped, man, I downloaded that shit and I started playing it. It's okay. It's all first person perspective, which is pretty cool because that's how I usually try to fly anyway in Battlefront 2. And I like how you could customize your ships and you could put a little bobblehead on your dashboard, and It's a pretty cool game. I mean, it hasn't sucked me in yet. I haven't really been on it too long, but I mean, hey, it's free, so fuck it. So, yeah, I guess this was a nice little video game, I don't know, chat. And yeah, I'll be up tonight, probably doing the same thing. Maybe I'll do an episode of the podcast. Probably not, though. I need to start learning my piano. That's what I need to start doing. It's just kind of sitting there. My drums are just sitting. Everything's just sitting there. It really blows. I'll find room, though. I'll find a time to do all that stuff. Until then, just this is all you get. Just little 15-minute tidbits. Well, have a nice day, y'all, and enjoy the weather. And if the weather sucks, then, I don't know, stay inside, you know? What are you going to do? You know? We're humans. It's the year. It's 2021. Stay inside and yeah. Bye.